Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Before we introduce our wonderful guest, because we want to do that right at the opening of the show today, I have to share with our listening audience a bit of a dilemma and a bit of the fact that men are lost without their women. Okay, so the fact of the matter is that we are taping the show an hour early.
Yes.
And the fact of the matter is all the guys are here. They've worked diligently to modify their schedule to my schedule to be here early so that at the conclusion of the broadcast, I can beat feet, get to the airport, and fly up this weekend to see my beautiful daughter in the starring role in Steel Magnolias, which debuted last night at the University of Maryland.
Any early reviews back? Have you heard from
her? Haven't gotten anything. Talked to her before. Have not talked to her afterwards. I would assume she's still dormir.
I love the fact that you're part of the international jet set, and after the show, you're jetting off to see
the
a show.
To the theater.
Carla had left to go visit her mother and make a week of it to see her mother up in Northern Virginia, and Carla and I will be rendezvousing this evening for dinner with my daughter, my youngest daughter.
We will go
see the show. Mm-hmm. The plan was for me to tape the show early so that I can be all ready to go with the car loaded up, and that's where the breakdown occurred. And it occurred to me that something that I have completely become accustomed to, which is my wife preparing for our trips, is something that
you mean
was
you awoke and you weren't packed?
Yeah,
Mama wasn't there to pack you.
Listen, I'm a so grown sad. Man. I've been single. I've traveled solo. I've done this. I haven't done it in quite some time. I should point out, and Rob, you should take note of this more than anyone else.
I'll give you a pen.
That my relationship with Mrs. O'Mara, I think a while back, officially became the longest relationship with a woman that I've ever
that's
had.
True. That's very true.
I thought you were going to say that it officially became a caregiver relationship.
That's what I was waiting on,
You know, it will be 14 years that we've been together. It will be 14 years this coming October.
As a 20-year veteran of marriage, I applaud you, but I think it's also cute.
I'm not a 20-year veteran. It's not marriage. It's just that we've been together. The marriage is 7 years, I think.
Seven is also cute.
7 years.
Strong.
So half of that we kind of shacked up together. So
living in sin.
Still in college.
I think I'm going a really long way to explain the fact that I'm woefully unprepared. You will see that I'm wearing kind of a non-Florida shirt today because I'm planning to travel to the
north.
Great White North.
We're going north.
And basically, when you move to Florida full-time, one of the great things about living in this state is that you can wear pajamas all the time.
You cut off all your sleeves when you arrive.
You wear a workout shirt, you wear a golf shirt, and you wear shorts. And you wear them. Not clingy shorts. Thank you.
Okay.
Rayon.
You wear that all day. So when you're preparing for, going to the Great White North, there's clothing that you have to deal with, and I'm not really prepared.
Let me tell you something that will actually ease your mind at this point.
All right.
Because even though she's not there to help you, sometimes a partner of 20 years will do things to hinder you. And at least you don't have anything working. You know what Carrie's best move is on the night before a trip? Is just about time for bed, say maybe 10:30. I will go upstairs to see a freshly turned out laundry basket of clothes on the bed. She will pull them from the dryer, still warm, still smelling of a
bounce. Ready to be folded by you.
Ready to be folded. And boom, there is a mountain of clothes on the bed. And I say, Carrie, this is not helping because this is preventing progress.
The problem is I was tardy, and I just time got away from
tardy.
Me. I'm here with the dogs.
Oh, they're nice.
And so I've got to do that routine. I woke up at about 4 a.m. and then went right back to sleep and then got up at 6:15. 6:15 is getting up early for me. Usually it's 5:45 to 6 is when I awaken, and we're an hour ahead of schedule, so I'm even more behind the eight ball. I get the dogs taken care of, but make my own breakfast, which I thought was wonderful.
What did you make?
How dare you?
What did you make?
A couple of eggs and some yogurt. You know, some Ben and Jerry's frozen Greek yogurt.
Man, very good.
Like
meal.
I eat every morning. It's either the Heath Bar Crunch ice cream for breakfast, or it's the Greek blueberry and graham cracker crust yogurt.
Oh, it's delicious. That's a good omelet.
Sean, are they still selling that?
That's a great breakfast yogurt.
That's a
right
delicious
there.
Breakfast. No. So the long and short of the reason that. I'm telling you this entire story is that I am not quite prepared. And
will you make your flight?
No, that's not the point I'm trying to make here.
Are you wearing pants?
I am.
Great question.
Sean Greenwood, there is a reason you, my friend, are the grand poobah
checking in, right?
Of PR, because this man, Sean Greenwood, for Ben and Jerry's, has just identified what I've been trying to tell you. I am doing this show from my home in my boxer shorts. And I don't mind.
Wow.
There it goes.
Do not stand up.
That's enough.
There you go.
It's a family establishment.
Wow.
There it is.
Suddenly I'm thinking maybe you had a mushroom omelet.
Yes. Is that a penis joke?
No, no, far from it.
12. Hey, is that a checkered print?
The box.
Yeah.
It is.
No, it's a leopard.
Thanks for that incredibly.
Yeah. It's you know what? It's a good. Now that we've gone high def on the Skype, it's a good use of it.
Did I just go high def on the Skype?
No, I'm just talking about technology
in
general.
Tailored boxers?
No, they're not tailored boxers. There's the cheapest kind you can get.
They look great. I like them.
They really do.
I got them from one of our fine sponsors.
Great.
Anyway, so that's where we are right now.
Pantsless.
Well, it's a good medium to remain seated.
Pants off. Dance off.
I got a new pair of jeans and a new pair of hard shoes. I got my new Distilled jeans.
Nice.
That I'm going to be wearing up north. And I actually went out to a store to buy some hard shoes.
Hard shoes.
Beautiful hard shoes with buckles? Or do they zip
wing
up?
Tips?
Do they zip up the slide?
No, the shoes that I bought, actually, you're going to laugh your ass off.
Oh,
but anyway,
since I've completely
humiliated myself, I will... I don't mind mentioning the brand because, frankly, I walk a lot of miles in airports and I want to be comfortable. So
what's
that's
the
all
brand?
There is to it. Well, let's just say Rob Spiewak, we used to have a coworker that wore the same brand.
I know what you mean. Yes. At least they're not prescription.
Begins with an R. If you're ever in Maine, right around a beautiful town called Camden, I recommend stopping by Rockport, Maine.
Yes, of course. What they do, Mike, is, and you know, to call them...
Rockport is a quality shoe, Mike.
But it's a quality shoe, but let me just say this.
To call them hard shoes is not exactly right.
I know, but they look like it.
They do.
Well, here's the problem. Why does Rockport have to put their name on the heel, on the back of the heel? Why do you have to tell... Look, you
to identify the corpse.
All right, you can start the show now, and then we'll bring Sean in. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Are you employed, Mr. Lebowski?
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude. So that's what you call me, you know? That or his dudeness or duder or, you know, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Are you employed, sir?
Employed?
You don't go out looking for a job dressed like that, do you? On a weekday?
Is this a... What day is this?
Well, I do work, sir. So if you don't mind...
Oh, f*** it.
Yes, that's your answer. That's your answer to everything. Tattoo it on your forehead. Your revolution is over, Mr. Lebowski. Condolences. The bomb's lost. My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir. The bombs will always lose. Do you hear me, Lebowski?
The Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Today brought to you by TextYear.
TextYear.
Yeah. You know, Rob and I were talking about the fact that we were reading Esquire, or at least I was reading Esquire with James Corden, who a lot of people like on the cover.
Golden Boy.
It's one of the many magazines that you can get with Texture. They have totally reimagined magazines. It's the app that gives you unlimited access to over 200 magazines. My Fave, Esquire, Vanity Fair, Us Weekly, Rolling Stone, Newsweek, all of them. You just go on. Over 200 of them. The Texture app is totally searchable, so you can enjoy all the articles you want to read, plus daily recommendations, exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Texture is normally $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you can get a 14-day free trial. Why subscribe to just a couple of magazines when you could have all of them on your smartphone or tablet all the time for way less, because you can share it with your family.
Yes.
Right now, Texture offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading more for way less. That's texture.com/TMOS, and we thank you. So we got that out of the way, and Oscar, I sent you a text message.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Have you ever done a show in your boxers before? I'm thinking back. We've been together a long time, and I can't remember.
No, it was by choice because I got a new pair of jeans, and I don't want to sit here and, you know,
you gotta
stretch
break them
out
in
during the show. I want to breathe.
I know how that is,
here.
Mike.
I do
every
the show with shorts
jeans.
Every day, and sure. Look, I'm behind the eight ball as far. I gotta beat feet out of here and get everything set to go and go through TSA, where I take my breathing machine in a backpack, my little CPAP machine, and
which
they always
looks
think
suspicious.
It's a bomb.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same drill that
this is what I use
have.
To survive, not take life.
But I'm clean
give
as
life.
Whistle. I took a luxuriatingly long shower, so I'm fit as a fiddle and ready to go. Very
I'm just posting a picture of all these wonderful treats on our Facebook page. Nice. That's what I'm doing on my phone. Just give you a heads up.
Let us not waste any time at all and bring in Mr. Sean Greenwood. He is the Grand Poobah PR.
Thank you.
A visitor on our show a couple of times. We've been delighted to have him. It's such a thrill. We always say yes when Sean's doing one of his world tours. All the information you can find at Ben and Ben Jerry, BenJerry.com. He will be discussing. I love the PR statement. You know, he's like a very innovative PR guy, but the release that I'm reading is his standard. He will be on hand to discuss the new trends in ice cream and non-dairy.
Who wrote that?
I did.
Okay, I was saying, that's not us.
No. Did you write that, Rob?
I did. See, I wanted to keep it brief and to the
point.
Oh,
so you wrote the hack PR release.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
But you'll write hack just because you're hack, right?
What does that mean?
You'll write something that's,
well, that's
jive
just and
because you just, you like that.
Well, I do enjoy jive to a certain extent, but I didn't expect.
On hand, right
there. I did not expect this to be.
On hand is something
on
they said in the effing 1950s.
Well, you know what? Maybe that's where we need to be right now.
He'll be on hand. He'll be on hand with the
all
rest of his outfit.
All decks on hand. Sean Greenwood is here.
I wouldn't mind seeing fins on an automobile again.
Now, I will tell you, Sean, first of all, welcome from Vermont.
Thank you so much. Thank you. What a treat to be here, you guys. Here.
Sean, I will tell you this, that the last time you were here was a while ago, and you were doing the Greek.
That's
yoga.
Exactly right.
And you know, I think now today, are you going to actually bring new flavors of the, you know, not that I don't mind the Greek yoga, are you bringing the real deal into
it? We got two different lines that we've got here. So one is a new non-dairy line, vegan non-dairy. So we've got three flavors of that, and then we've got three.
All right,
brand
let me
new
just say, you can bring that. Just put that back down in your car.
I'm telling you.
Go ahead. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding.
Have,
of course. No.
It's what we've been trying to do is actually make this stuff taste good and make it. You know, so we've been working on this for 3 years plus now because, and not proud of that fact. Like, we should have had this stuff out to the marketplace before. There's certainly a market for what we've seen in terms of sales, but. It wasn't any good. We would make it and it would be too chewy and bouncy and terrible. And people would be like, hey, it tastes like nail polish. Nice job. And you go, okay, back to the drawing board. So we really have been working on it a long time.
Sean told me a very funny story before the show is that he actually met with a lot of vegan bloggers, and it was the largest gathering of vegans that weren't angry ever. Because they were so excited that the ice cream actually tastes right now. Because vegans
nice
are about, always hateful, you know.
But the nice thing about vegan bloggers in Vermont is that all he had to do was, like, go down the street.
Oh, they're everywhere.
They were all there. You know,
Mike,
very good. Yes, go ahead.
I've not tasted this ice cream yet, but I'm excited because, as you know, when I first started dating my
fiance, she, I thought she was vegan, right?
Right.
So I took her to a vegan restaurant, and I'd never had any vegan food before, and I was pre-warned, and I didn't have a great experience. So the idea that you've been working this long to make your ice cream taste like ice cream that's vegan, it's going to blow my mind if this works out. Mm-hmm. Blow
well, here's
my
the thing.
Mind.
Carla is always experimenting. My bride also experimenting with these new flavors and these new non-dairy products because, obviously, they're lower in calorie. So I'm excited. And take it away, Sean. I want to hear what you got.
All right. So let's we're going to dig in. Everyone's got we've all.
Are we doing the non-dairy first?
Yeah, we're going to do the non-dairy first. And so you know, just to be in solidarity, we've all taken off our pants here.
Yeah,
that's right.
All,
thank you.
We're
thank
all
you very
in our
much.
Boxes.
Yes. You get to eat the ice cream. I get to sit here without pants on.
Perfect.
Well, that's the way it always is.
Yes, always.
All right, so here we go. First flavor, right? One of the ideas was people who don't eat animal products or who can't have dairy are like, we want Ben and Jerry's flavor. So we said, we got to make a couple of these iconic flavors. So first one up is Cherry Garcia. So you see the one with the big cherry chunks?
Yes,
yes.
Okay,
grab that
so
first.
you take an iconic flavor.
Yep.
One of the originals, and this is a big deal. I
so this one we brought out in the late 80s. Jerry and Ben said it was America's first rock and roll ice cream. Really big deal, right? Because there wasn't a lot of product integration stuff back then. It was our number one seller for like 25 years. This has been
the best.
Monster,
I do think
it
is the best ice cream that's ever been made.
I'm with you. That's my number one. And so this is the differences with this non-dairy base is... Right? No milk, no cream, no egg yolk. So think about it. If you were an artist and you painted... And someone then comes up to you and goes, hey, I know you're an artist. Can you do a bronze sculpture for me this way? And you're like, I know nothing about sculpting with metals. And it's a total different medium for us. So when we take away milk and cream and egg yolks, and now you got to make this, that's why we were working on it for so many years.
Here's a question I have for you about that. Yeah. The one thing about Ben and Jerry's that really, as far as I'm concerned, you guys wrote the book on it, is the chunky flavors with the, you know, with the big chunks of the good stuff that's in there. The non-dairy, does the Cherry Garcia still have the chunks of cherry and the chunks of the
test
whatever
panel?
It is you're replacing the chocolate?
Well, first of all, the thing that needs to be said is it looks right. Mm. And that's wild because it does look like it is made with cream and milk and it has the right mouthfeel.
This is the right guy to get a review, by the way. This is who I'm listening to.
And you're
going
to have to leave the pints for him as well.
To speak to Mike's question, yes, full half dark cherries in this. The chocolate is right. I still stand by the fact Ben & Jerry's has the best chocolate in ice cream.
But is it really chocolate? Is it really chocolate?
It's vegan chocolate. Yeah.
Yeah, it's vegan got the right flavor, man. It is great. But in your mouth, it feels like ice cream.
I don't want to put the cart before the horse because we have other flavors to taste. But as far as this flavor is concerned, vegan style, I can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
All right.
I cannot
right, awesome.
Tell the difference.
Right. And Carla, that's what we were going phenomenal. For with this stuff, right?
Carla will cannot, be very excited.
And
about
this
that.
Is why those engineers, now I know it's a different field, they need to get on cancer. Because if you can do this, you can figure out cancer. This is
or just send this to people who have cancer so they have a better day.
The cure for cancer, Mike. If this is possible, we can find
exactly,
a cure.
That's exactly what Sean wanted
blows
to do.
Blows my mind.
We excite you guys.
Blows my mind.
I can't believe Sean got the chocolate so right. It is so good.
As far as the calories are concerned, does it significantly reduce the calories as well?
You know, it is...
Calorie free, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. Calorie free and cures cancer. So we've got that
this
going.
This is blowing
for
my mind. It's a mind F.
It's more so the it's more pleasing the people that are health conscious with the vegan diet than it is.
Right. This
was
more about non-dairy and non-animal. It's not about low calorie. So they aren't significantly lower in calorie. There's still plenty of coconut oil in there to replace the cream fat.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, but the difference is when you eat the stuff, it is a great treat. It eats like ice cream. We did all these with an almond milk base. So a lot of times if you eat this stuff, you go out and you go, I'm trying to eat this coconut based one and it's called strawberry dessert and you eat it and it tastes like coconut.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, what we've done with this is find this balance of almond base to be able to make it so it's like an open palate so you can then make it all
this may be a silly question though, but with the change in the formula, does the melt factor change? Does it melt faster?
Totally different.
Well, how does it change?
Slower.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, the science.
Yeah.
I see that.
Science.
Yeah.
Science.
All right. Well, that's a great review
Big
for the
thumbs
first
up.
One.
Yeah.
I mean, the bottom line is, and we're not blowing smoke here. I mean, Sean rolls in here. You know, they don't bring this any of the stuff that they bring to market. They're not going to bring it out when it tastes like crap.
Nah.
It's
yeah.
not going to happen. Yeah. So it's all going to be good. So if you're thinking, oh, they liked everything. Well, I mean, we do. I mean, it's Ben and Jerry's.
Hey, who doesn't like ice cream? The idea that vegan ice cream can taste like regular ice cream blows your mind.
Crazy.
That's the good
thing. Well, let me ask you this question. This is for Fatty McFatfat. Will there? Yes. Is there a desire now that you've cracked the vegan riddle? Is there a desire to make super low-cal stuff? Because that is a huge market. You're aware of that, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's definitely still that.
You know, you've got that 100-calorie crap that's out there that, you know, Carla buys the stuff and it tastes like cardboard.
It's crystalline, Mike. It's
are
beautiful
the geniuses,
crystal.
Are the geniuses in the lab giving any thought to that at all?
You know, we've done it over the years, right? So we've had Ben & Jerry's Light. We've done sorbet. Every time we put that stuff out, everyone asks for it. They're all like, we got to eat healthier. We want this. You put it out in the market and you sell less than 2% of your full product line.
Oh,
and so
my God.
You go, great. I'm glad you asked for it, but try it. And they go, it's just not as good. So when I want a treat, and the, you know, with this stuff is $5 a pop.
Yeah.
It is not a cheap treat. And so when people go, I want something good. I want a good treat. I'm willing to spend the money on something excellent, but I want it to knock my socks
off. Also, if you have issues with dairy in general, and I have that, like the idea of eating ice cream is awesome, but you know you're going to pay for it on the back end, right? Yeah.
Will the vegan make you,
nice
I mean, is that
pun.
Kind of a less of a heavy feeling? If you
I mean, I don't know that for sure, but I'll tell you that I'm going to try it now and not think of the consequences. Well, it'll be great.
And like you're saying, we've learned so many people that we didn't know. We came at this with the idea of non-dairy for people who didn't want to eat dairy, and then we ended up kind of building on the vegan piece to it as well. And there are so many people out there who are like, I like ice cream, I like milk, whatever, but I just don't do it because I don't feel good after eating it. Right? And I mean, it's a huge number of people that are coming out of the woodwork.
And no one really likes talking about it either, because you sound like you're crying about spilled milk, literally.
Right. Right. Let's move on to our next flavor.
All right.
The next contestant. The puns.
Hey, man. It wasn't Friday.
All right. Next up is
spilled cream.
Coconut 7-layer bar. So this is, you know, that treat that you make at home, the baked goods.
Oh,
yeah, that
my
one
God.
Has like
Carrie
the chocolate chunks.
Yeah,
Mike's favorite.
7-layer bars.
The
right one.
Perfect. Right, so that's the inspiration. This one, so if you look at it, you'll see chocolate chunks in it in front of you. And
this is another
as soon
vegan
as you
one,
taste
right?
it, you'll know it's coconut. It's the coconut one, if you get the right one in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
wow.
So this is coconut, fudge chunks, walnuts, swirl of graham cracker, and caramel.
This again, looks just like ice cream. And when you talk about the balance of almond milk
you
to coconut
enjoying
oil.
It so much, you're grossing me out a little bit.
Rob has not been compensated in any way. I want to go on the record book saying.
Was this an easy flavor to come up with since you have a coconut oil base and a coconut flavor profile?
That's a great question. And the truth is,
he's in heaven now,
it fills that void, right? Because you can get a little of the coconut flavor, but it's the same base as Cherry Garcia.
Is it really?
So we add more coconut in this one, obviously, because you want coconut flavor, but it's the same, still almond base.
Coconut ice cream
Mac
is
and
so
pony
good.
And we get, is Rofo, is that Rofo? Is
Rofo has just been spotted going 85 miles an hour towards the studio.
Thumbs up from the whole crew. Everybody enjoying
it? Yeah, outstanding.
This is seven. Rob, your wife is known for her 7-layer bars at
this
Christmas time.
This makes her absolutely useless. Because now... all we have to do is go buy a pint of this. No, this is such a great... And again... You guys
really
mix
good.
The flavors up so nicely, but balance them,
good
too.
Good texture with that one, too, right? Yeah. Good, like, crunchy, the mouthfeel.
I can't believe we do this for a living. This is so much fun. I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry you're down there. It's just
right.
good.
It is, and you're Sean, are you still the only dude up there? Are you the main guy?
We got, like, a couple of folks who work in our office, but we're still little. We got 100 people at our headquarters. Right?
I love that. I love Ben & Jerry's. Yeah. They're so cool.
I was going to share, though, if anyone's looking for a career change, we do give every employee works for us 3 free pints a day.
Oh, wow.
Now, how are you with funeral expenses?
We also do have an on-site health care, right? We have on-site gym. So you balance it out.
That's nice.
We have a couple
nice.
Trainers that come in and try to keep you.
The walnuts in that, Mike, are unreal. They taste like freshly good. Shelled walnuts. They're so good.
What's your third flavor?
Third flavor. Yes. Going right on. Caramel almond brittle.
Ooh, okay. Oh, I see that.
Is this the vegan flavor, too?
Yeah, this is the last vegan flavor, which, you know, they're supposed to be like children, like you love them all equally, but this one is definitely my favorite.
Is it really?
And in terms of my son and my daughter, I love my daughter.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a pecan pie type of thing.
This one is like the almond brittly crunchy thing, and so the cool thing is you get, it's a salted caramel swirl that's in there with the almond base, but then you get this almond brittle crunch along with it that's just by far my favorite.
Wow.
They do such a nice job.
Great flavor profile with the mix of the salt and the sweet. And that's a relatively recent thing, right? Like the salted caramels and things like
you
that?
We're going to continue that trend, Mr. Foodie.
Like
we're going to talk about salted foods because that's coming up in the next stack
Didn't mean
here.
To read ahead.
No, this is, again, not a plant. Not a plant.
What? watching Rob is, this is, I mean,
great.
I'm
if you
want to
see happy Rob, you watch him on camera eating ice cream. It's like a baby. Right.
It's a category, really.
Yes.
He doesn't talk in a hack version. He only writes that way.
Like, and you know,
you see Sean, what he's talking about. He's really into it.
Oh, my God.
This is not
on
you.
It was one sentence.
Just a moment, please. This is not on you, Sean. This might be on our organization. But, you know, in the modern age, to ship something overnight, you know, in a freezer freeze-dried package would not, I don't think it would be all
that. No, it wouldn't be.
And I told you I'm coming to Florida, so we could just drive a truck over and unload it on your front lawn.
Bring the truck down from Orlando. We left the ice cream's here.
You're coming up here. We left a scoop in the bottom, each one. We'll throw these here in the freezer.
We could have coordinated for you to fly up here, Mike, and then do this.
Okay.
We're the worst.
I'm coming up today.
Hey, Mike, real quick, this bagel I ordered earlier? Garbage.
There it is. You know it's in the garbage.
I'm just going to eat ice cream all day.
All your daily carbohydrate needs in one serving.
All right, so look, the vegan stuff sounds phenomenal.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like you put some time into the flavors.
It is really,
you know,
really good.
Let's be honest, Ben and Jerry's fans, it's all about the ice cream.
It is different, right? It's totally different. We'll taste these now and see what you guys think. And that's why you kind of have to start with the vegan, non-dairy stuff first, because it is a different mouthfeel. It's a different
experience. The real ice cream, as great as the vegan is, is like sex.
Yeah. As a palate cleanser, may we take a break to break up between the vegan and the ice cream? Would that be all right?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm working
here. Why are you directing the show?
I want to make sure you're cool
like
with
hot
it.
Chick is
I'm
here.
Cool. Do you want to take a break and come back and like clean your palate, drink some water, and then we'll have another segment with Mr. Sean Greenwood from Ben and Jerry's as we make two segments on the Mike O'Mara Show for ice cream because it's Friday, everybody. We'll take a break. Come right back.
Hello, boys. It's me, Shannon. You know, the Oscar Santana scholarship winner. Oscar just gave me another pep talk about how I need to start pulling my weight. So I'm going to help out by promoting Tech 411. It's amazing. Oscar is out right now with his Tech 411 co-host and best friend, Todd Moore. Todd's probably surfing the back plane of a router, if you catch my meaning. Anyway, tune in to Tech 411 on More Broadcasting so Oscar can become a big success and I can keep milking him dry. Buy a master's degree.
Shannon in the morning.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Policy Genius. Life insurance means peace of mind, but where do you go to get the best prices on the best policy with the best service and minimum hassle? PolicyGenius.com, the best online life insurance marketplace. Policy Genius has placed over $5 billion in life insurance for people like you, and they have the most accurate quotes from the top A-rated life insurance companies. Policy Genius has a simple, user-friendly website that shops and compares all the top-rated life insurance companies to give you the best option. And in the modern world, that's the best way to do it because they do the work for you. Plus, a licensed customer service team will help you find the best policy at the best price. And while you're there, check out their other insurance offerings like health insurance and pet insurance. Here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to go to PolicyGenius.com. Do it today to save over 70% off other prices for life insurance. Now listen, it's very simple. When life insurers compete for your business, you save money. Let me spell it out for you. That's PolicyGenius.com. Policy Genius. Zero jargon, zero sales pressure, zero hassle. Life insurance made easy. Free quotes and peace of mind. Don't wait. Go to PolicyGenius.com today. We are here with Mr. Sean Greenwood from the fabulous Ben & Jerry's Corporation.
Thank you.
How long has Ben and Jerry's been in existence?
1978.
Wow. Really?
So
Oscar Santana.
I was told there would be no math questions.
Closing in on
I
your 40s,
but yeah,
though, right?
Getting there.
Wow.
Yeah, right? That's awesome.
Been a while.
That is awesome. You know, and forever, that's consistent. One of the great American success stories. One of the great Vermont success stories, too. I mean, Vermont, whenever you read the best places to live in the country, Vermont is pretty consistently in the top 10, and they always seem to mention Ben and Jerry's because your relationship with the state of Vermont is pretty legendary, isn't it?
We're so reliant on Vermont, right? When we first started out, Ben found this little clause where you could go out and sell your stock within your own state and just have Vermonters own a piece of the action that way. So we had one out of every 100 families owns Ben & Jerry's.
No kidding. How special is that?
So in terms of their ownership, and when you look at, right, we got our manufacturing's out there. We got our two plants in Vermont. And so it's just all these Vermonters that pitch in.
That's cool.
Tremendous.
It's great stuff. And we are now, we have moved off the vegan products and we are moving into the real ice cream.
Time to take off.
Rob, are you feeling sleepy? You're looking
Mike, I am focused.
All right. I hope you're focused. All right.
He's focused, Mike. He's actually sitting. There's room behind his chair. He's not laying back. There's a space, a gap.
I'm excited.
There's also a space between Oscar's ears.
I'm excited. Thank you. I'm excited for the new flavors. The transition. Lay it on us.
Now, you were saying, Mike, how it's like sex, right? And so I wanted to tell a quick story. When we first went into the UK, Haagen-Dazs was already there before us, and so they had an ad on TV there that showed like a man and a woman glistening in bed, just finished the act. Yes. They reach over to the nightstand and they grab a pint of Haagen-Dazs and they sit there and they spoon it. So there was the a BBC radio DJ who said, after trying Ben & Jerry, saying, well, if Haagen-Dazs is the ice cream you have after sex, then Ben & Jerry's is the ice cream you eat instead of sex.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good line.
Pretty nice.
That
is it true that Haagen-Dazs was an invented name, that there is no like Germanic background for it? And they
Fine state was Haagen-Dazs from?
What?
The European name Haagen-Dazs? Jersey.
Yeah. Really?
Jersey.
It's from New Jersey.
Yeah,
New Jersey.
Right? Mm.
So, no one would ever know that.
Hey, use like ice cream.
Yeah. So the guys started, you know, they started before Ben & Jerry's. They've been around longer than us. They make a great quality product too. So, but yeah, they were like, how do we sound European and rich and elegant?
All I'm saying is.
Oh, God, I forgot that it's just a big ruse.
I'm just saying, Haagen-Dazs and Jeff Christie from the same place. Yep.
Chris Christie.
Yeah, sorry.
I always get them confused.
Mike, there's too much ice cream.
Well, Jeff Christie, you know, that's Rush Limbaugh's DJ name, so they're too fat.
Also fat. Yeah, that's right.
I'm not. All right.
We ready to eat?
Let's do this.
Okay. First one up is called Ode of This World. So if you guys look, you're looking at the white one with chocolate chunks in it, not the chocolate swirl and not the brown one.
Okay.
Okay. So it's called Ode of This World, buttery brown sugar ice cream base with fudge flakes and oatmeal cinnamon cookie swirls.
Oh, God.
So it's like an oatmeal cookie explosion in your mouth.
Like an oatmeal chocolate chip cookie.
That's already been dipped in milk for you. It's unreal.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Pony, did you hear that? Did you notice Rob with that? That's already been dipped in milk for you, too.
Can someone isolate all of this and send it back to us, please?
Yeah. I believe we're doing it. It's called recording a podcast.
All of Rob's kid joy sounds that he puts out there when he tastes it.
Hey, when you do these tours, Sean, and people like lay ideas on you, I know you get ideas for flavors. Do you ever jot them down and bring them back to the home
all office? The time? And the truth is, there's a lot of ideas already floating out there. Right, we got a full team that's working all the time.
I want to just before we continue, I want to just do this because I'll forget if I don't. Okay,
go.
There is a restaurant where I have dined with Messieurs Spiewak and Santana. In fact, their families and everybody. We had a big gang go down there. It's called, what's it, Farmers?
Founding Farmers?
Founding Farmers, yes.
Farmers, Fishers, Bakers.
Let me look it up.
All right. It's on the water. It's on the Potomac River.
Farmers and Friends. It's not Farmers.
I didn't say Farmers and Friends.
What did
I said
you say?
It's Founding Farmers. I've been to a restaurant called
it's
that.
It's not Founding Farmers.
All right.
It's not that.
Why am I in trouble for not remembering a restaurant you're coming up with?
We ate at the, you didn't have this. There was a product, a dessert, which I still, what is it, Farmers, Fishers, Bakers?
Yes, it is.
Ah.
Nice. Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you. All right. Don't get in my way anymore.
There was
alliteration. So the thing about it is, the thing about that, they had a dessert, Sean, that was yellow cake with fudge icing, that traditional chocolate yellow cake.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they served it in a tiny little pool of cocoa, hot cocoa. And so you had the cake sitting there, and it to this day is the greatest dessert that I've ever had in my life, and I would think that would be a nice ice cream. Chocolate cake, yellow cake with chocolate icing, and maybe either a vanilla or a cocoa base. There you go.
You know, people think like, I mean, we got the greatest fans in the world, right?
Right.
When you think, my idea will never make it, listen to this flavor list, suggested by fans at Ben & Jerry's, chocolate chip cookie dough. Right?
That was a suggestion?
Invented chocolate chip cookie dough because a fan wrote it on the wall 25, 30 years ago, at, or not like on the wall of the building, but like on newsprint that they hung up in the first shop in Burlington saying, give us your ideas. And someone said, put cookie dough in vanilla ice cream. Idea by a fan. Now everybody makes chocolate chip cookie dough.
Oh, my God. So everybody makes that now. It's not just Ben and Jerry's. That's awesome.
Right? All right. Cherry Garcia, suggested by a fan.
Really?
Fan wrote in anonymously saying, I'm a deadhead. I think you guys should do cherry ice cream with chunks and cherries in it because dead paraphernalia always sells. And so, it became our bestseller for 25 years, still in the top five.
Wow.
Right? Chubby Hubby ice cream.
I love Chubby Hubby.
Recommended, right? A couple of fans actually were playing a prank on their office worker who was a huge Ben and Jerry's guy, and they said, hey, have you tried this new flavored Chubby Hubby? The guy goes, no, I've never heard of it. And they go, yeah, here, we brought some in. So they mixed, they went so far as, for the joke, mix up in Tupperware vanilla Ben and Jerry's with like peanut butter and pretzels and chocolate and said, yeah, here, we brought some. We scooped some out for you. Go find it at the store. So the guy goes in the store looking, can't find it. So they sent us the story, say, we came up with this whole idea. We end up making the flavor Chubby Hubby, still one of our best sellers, and had a ton of fun around it. So all those ideas are from fans.
Wow.
That's very cool.
That is really cool.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Yellow chocolate cake. Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Very good. Let's move on.
A Camara flavor. Next up, let's go to Truffle Kerfuffle, which is the white one, chocolate swirls in it.
This
white
one,
chocolate swirls. Yeah, white with chocolate swirls. Not the brown one. That we're saving for last. I'm trying to, this Rob will appreciate it, as a foodie, as you've been talking all morning, I'm trying to gently bring your palates up into different flavors.
Okay, like when you do, when you order wines and you go darker.
You're building, going bolder. Exactly, right. Okay, so truffle.
Eventually he's hoping he'll get laid.
Truffle Kerfuffle, the ice cream you have instead of sex. Vanilla ice cream with roasted pecans, fudge chips, and a salted chocolate ganache swirl. Ooh. Right, Rob? So you're saying the salted caramel pour is still hot, salted caramel, but salted chocolate has been a big boom the last year.
Mike, when you get this, you're going to love it, man.
Mm. What it is, what's it called again?
Truffle Kerfuffle.
The salted chocolate suggests almost like the flavor you get on a good chocolate chip cookie when there is a salt back flavor on it. Because cookies have, you know, a decent amount of salt in the dough, right? To offer a balance against the sweet.
They do.
And so that really makes the chocolate more front. And also, you can't go wrong with toasted pecans ever.
Are you on Food Network? Where? What do you do when you're...
He's insane. He is this
Mr.
Is his food. Favorite
He's got his own show in his kitchen.
This is, here's the thing.
In
every
my
day,
pants.
I think every day at some point, Rob, you know, has a special moment with food. Sometimes it's eating it. Sometimes it's cooking it. But he loves food. I love food. You don't get to look like us if you don't really, really like food. Mm. So, you know, but you
sound
you
like a scientist.
Every day I toast a pecan. Every day. No, that's outstanding.
Yeah,
that is wild.
It's great. Mm.
Oh, that's yummy.
It doesn't quit.
All right. Truffle Kerfuffle. We're going up to our last flavor here called Urban Bourbon.
Oh, boy.
It is a burnt caramel ice cream. Just let that sink in for a second. Wow. Burnt caramel base with almonds, fudge flakes, and a bourbon caramel swirl.
Everything I love. It's everything I love.
You love bourbon.
I do.
You love bourbon.
Oh, boy.
And the name of this is called what, Tab Patterson?
Urban Bourbon.
Wow. Urban Bourbon. That's easy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Let's get the bourbon, man.
Mm. It is not. It is the perfect balance against sweetened bourbon, too. There's not too much because it's easy to go too far with it.
It is strong, though, isn't it?
It is strong.
Very bourbon.
It's definitely up front.
Smacks
but it's,
you a little.
But it's not going to like.
Beverage out of this.
Yeah, you could. It's not the kind of thing that if you say share it with your lady friend, she's going to say, I don't like it. It tastes too much like bourbon because it's definitely there, but it's not off-putting. And the ice cream
like
base.
Like any great like alcohol-based you know, sweet product, you got the hint of it in there, the good flavors of it, but it's not overwhelming you, right?
And chocolate and bourbon are a great pairing, but that burnt caramel ice cream is so delicate. It's really a nice, it sets the stage for everything.
Okay, let's let someone else talk here. Great job, Rob Spiewak. Oscar, what do you think?
You know me as a fan of alcohol overall and a fan of ice cream. This pairing is phenomenal. And I'll say this, Sean was right as he was leveling us up palate-wise, because this really, really does give you a different ride, if you will.
I will.
And Also, I feel like I could drink this with bourbon if I wanted to. Yeah, that's just my thoughts.
Mm. Yeah. Now the big question, because we are almost out of time here, so we have to get to the voting as far as now. We have sampled three vegan flavors?
Yep.
And two of the regular ice cream flavors?
Three.
Am I right about
three.
That?
Three.
Three.
Yeah, so we had the oat one, the truffle one, and urban
so
bourbon.
So let's get with the vegan. Tell me, Rob and Oscar, your favorite vegan flavors. What did you? What's your favorite
Which
one?
Which was the one, the third one? Remind me of the...
caramel almond. Brittle.
That's the one. That has
That's
such
the
a
one that Sean Greenwood from Ben & Jerry's liked the best also. Oscar, what about you?
The Cherry Garcia version, the vegan
of
version,
the vegan?
Tastes just like the real one.
That's true.
You know, of all the flavors you guys sampled, that's the one I'm actually the most excited about. I'm dying to try that along with the seven-layer bar.
But another thing about all the vegan ones, and Mike, it was one of your first questions, they've preserved the right size of chunk and additive. They're full-size pieces of goodness within the ice cream, and that's what makes it so great.
Now, if you're not writing down this segment on the Mike O'Mara Show and keeping notes, you can go to benjerry.com/what's-new, what's-new hashtag. That's benjerry.com/what's-new hashtag to get all
Put
the
on our Facebook
new flavors.
Page as, well.
As far as the ice creams are concerned, what's your favorite, gentlemen?
That chocolate ganache, that salted chocolate one, truffle kerfuffle.
Urban bourbon.
Urban bourbon is your favorite.
There are no losers, Mike.
Yes.
But it's just that salted chocolate was unreal.
Sean Greenwood, always a pleasure to have you on the Mike O'Mara Show. And
so
you are
good.
Now off to, does this town need some ice cream more than ever? And you're heading down to the hill.
We got to share some love. We got
to
share some
Cory
love.
Booker's
man.
Office. And will there be, I think you ought to go to the other side, too. You know, I mean, slide by old Mitch McConnell and give him some urban bourbon.
Soft foods, Mike.
There are a lot of those guys on the hill that
we
need
could blend
the
it into
foods.
A milkshake, maybe.
Bring straws.
You know, Paul Ryan, right? Fitness, not bring the vegan stuff by his office.
Sure. Work them off in the morning.
Anything else that's on the docket for you or the company that I haven't mentioned today on the show?
Oh, man. We're also a company that likes to try to do some good stuff. So it's not just about selling ice cream. So go check out our website and see what we're up to, because that's our true passion. It's like, get out there and be a good company and make a difference in the world.
Perfect.
All right. Awesome. All right. Give my best to the two
Great
grand poobahs, Ben and Jerry, and please pass along my sympathies for the election. We will take a break, and sorry, Oscar, I couldn't help myself. We will take a break. When we come back, more fun and more thrills of the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm so jealous.
Much more music.
Another weekend means another episode of Rob Radio on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. This weekend marks the return of Jukebox Rock, a salute to Al Jarreau.
Absolutely.
Also, Beatles trivia that just might blow your mind. And, of course, three full hours of the worst music ever made. It's the Rob Spiewak Show, Saturday morning at 7, only on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. Or check us out online, 971thewave.com. Download the app. Take us on the go. You will have happy ears. I promise.
Rob Spiewak.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of our program is brought to you by Lost My Name. I read to Michael every night. I love doing it. And when I got the Lost My Name book, I'll be honest with you, I was a little skeptical because I didn't know what it was going to be. I thought they were just going to pop Michael's name into it. No, this is his favorite book because it's all about him. But let me tell you how they do it. It's easy to create a personalized Lost My Name book. I did it myself. Each child's story is based on the letters of their name. This is a lot of effort and a lot of work that they put in to create a unique story for the little one in your life. Each story is 100% unique. They have hand-drawn illustrations that are beautiful. They follow the letters of their name throughout the book to discover the story is all about them. It turns out the story is a personal journey starring them. It's perfect for not just your son or daughter, but your nieces, your nephews, kids, and other families. You want to give a birthday gift that's unique, one-of-a-kind, or just because. Lost My Name also offers other one-of-a-kind personalized products that you can make in just minutes. What a great product. What a proud sponsor. I'm so glad to have them as an advertiser on the Mike O'Mara Show, because this is what it's all about. Just go to lostmy.name. That's a funky website, so be aware of that. All you have to do is enter your little one's name, and you can get a free preview of their story. Once again, listen up. It's an unusual address, lostmy.name. Enter the code TMOS at checkout for 10% off. Plus, shipping is free worldwide. Don't wait to get your child their own personalized bedtime story. Visit lostmy.name. Use the code TMOS and do it today. And we thank you. How much fun is that?
Always the best.
I'm going to have some more urban bourbon as we speak, Mike.
That is such good stuff. And he's such a wonderful human being. And it's always a pleasure to have
Sean Greenwood. So jealous of his career path as well.
Yeah.
I know. It's just it's a fun job, but it's work. And he travels the country. But
he was talking about him and some of his underlings that they have to go to some of the biggest restaurants in New York, Chicago, Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And all they do is they order one of every dessert on the menu.
Right.
And they sample them all. And so they can see what's trending and what flavors are, you know, going well in big restaurants. And he says when they bring in new guys, they start and they say, I'm going to eat that whole piece of pie. I'm going to eat that whole piece of cake. Dude, two taste tops. Because they're just rubes and they want to go out there and taste everything. But
we're very proud of our association with Ben and Jerry's over the years. And that's a lot of fun. And really, I think that relationship began with the podcast. That's actually one of our sole podcast relationships.
He came to your house. The email
he came to the house of Manassas.
The email I got from him, he says, yeah, I hear you're in D.C. now. Wild.
And they are very they're activists, so he's going down to the hill to serve some ice cream up, try to get some stuff done. That's awesome. We love that. It's always great. Let's get to the reviews around the room. I know Pony's letting him out, but who else is on campus today?
We've got Diego and Diego could not keep it in his pants because these are multiple worlds colliding. Mike, he's got his ice cream world and his pot world in one place.
Oh, he was so excited that Ben and Jerry covered a music festival. Was it Bonnaroo? And
Bonnaroo.
You were bringing this guy in. I'll talk about ice cream. You were at Bonnaroo?
Yeah, he was like, they partnered with some music festivals, and they did a collaborative ice cream with Bonnaroo called Bonnaroo Buzz, and it was like a coffee
And
base.
I could listen to you say Bonnaroo all day long. How did you like the ice cream?
It was delicious. The vegan ones, my favorite was Cherry Garcia, and it's not because my last name is Garcia. It's because it was delicious.
And I see we've got Mac on campus. Mac, did you enjoy the ice cream? Or now, be honest, Mac, I would expect to say, I can't eat the ice cream. Did you enjoy the ice cream?
It disagrees with my prednisone, Mike.
I did eat the ice cream.
And?
I did love the one with the giant chocolate chunks.
All right, so you enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Cherry Garcia?
No. It was the regular ice cream.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
All right. Now, Mac, can I see you? Can I see your face?
Yeah, you gotta lean in.
Can I look at you?
Yes.
May I play him in?
Yeah, play him in.
Mac.
That's it. Mac, you have your own jingle. What do you think of that?
I love it.
Mac. That's awesome.
I called the
guy. All right. So listen, here's the way I play it on this show. This is what I do in the podcast world. If you don't want a subject brought up. But the thing is, Mac, we all have our moments. And I, on the surface of this, I didn't think it was that big a deal. I've had those moments. But you know what we're talking about? The thing online where you were ranting at home. I think it would be, you know, lots of fun. You could control if there was an area that you didn't want to bring up, I would do that. But I just want to tell you delicately, it would be so much fun to chat about it if you know, where you were kind of caught open mic'd playing the game the other night. But if you really, really, really don't want to, I won't do it.
I'll do it. I'll do it somewhat. I don't want to talk
that's
about
fine. That's fine. That's fine.
Just a tip, just for a little bit.
And what's great about this, Mac, and let me and nobody hear this. This is just me talking to Mac, okay? Mac, this will allow you to control the narrative. Okay, we're back.
And here's the deal. Here's the deal. Mac, I don't need the details of why there was a fight. I don't need the details. I'm fine.
He agrees with your
probably,
terms, Mike.
That's probably.
I'll allow it, but watch yourself, Mr. Prosecutor.
Because I don't think that we need that to make it, you know, whatever the argument was, it was still funny, and I hope you can understand that, because I think you get the show.
Yeah, the
that's
comedy
why you like
within,
being here.
Yeah.
The comedy of having a fight with your mom while you're playing video games, I really don't think that's exclusive territory around the country with people that spend hours and hours. And you have already demonstrated that you spend a good portion of your life, playing that game. So I guess a microphone was open. And, it, you know, I just it was so funny when I heard it that you did that. And Oscar, you know, was mentioning that I thought it would be okay to talk about. But, you know, if you're too sensitive about it, I don't want to upset you, my young man. I like you. Yeah. Look at me. Yes. I like you. I value you. I think you're a good kid. And I don't. Shut up, you guys.
I'm not saying anything. Yeah,
sorry.
I'm not saying a word.
I just don't want you. I worry about you. I do. I worry about you. Yeah. I think about that more than you might know. All the interns I think of as extended family, and I don't want them to, you know, I don't want to go into territory. They're most.
The majority.
I mean, I don't worry about 70%.
I really don't worry about Diego. Diego
is a survivor.
He is excelling.
Well, no, he has his regular job. He's kind of on his little path there, and he seems to be doing really well with that. So he comes in here, and you know, he thinks he wants to be a broadcaster, and I tell him, you know, a long way to go. But the thing is,
he knows he wants to be a broadcaster.
He knows he wants to be a broadcaster.
That's what
he knows. You, on the other hand, I know you've had moments here.
You're at a crossroads, I would say.
He accelerates any situation he's in. He's a helper.
We can do this two ways. All right, we can do this two ways. I can ask questions, and if I ask a question that you're not comfortable answering, say, I'm not comfortable with that, and I won't bust your balls. How's that?
Okay.
Is that cool?
Sure.
All right. So you were playing. You were playing video. Rob, we need a little music.
I have some coming up for you. Yes, I think you will enjoy
something
this.
to help me, for God's sake, for the love of God. That's the Wizards of Warcraft.
Yeah, this is the Dungeons and Dragons song.
Yes.
Overtime. All right,
so you're playing your role-playing internet game that Oscar's addicted to as well, and you're online with
PC
your playmates.
PC gaming.
Yes. You're PC gaming with your online chums.
Chums!
And at one point, the mic is open. And I guess your mom was interrupting your gaming. Is that true?
Yes. The weird thing is, I still
turn his mic up for me, please.
You got
in
it.
General,
really project Jesus. Your voice. Okay. Like you're talking
got
like
it.
A
yeah,
big
but
boy.
Rob, you got to help him out here. You got to run board.
The weird thing is, I still don't know how the mic was open, because in the game, I have it set to you have to push a button for the mic.
So
turn
what
on.
You had was a reverse James Hetfield situation. When you're gaming. Do you wear those green headphones?
No, I do not.
Okay.
You have other headphones.
I used to. I bought some new ones.
Better ones?
Green headphones on right now. So the microphone was open unbeknownst to you.
Correct.
And now, so normally what you're telling me is that when you're gaming with Oscar or anybody else online, the only time you will talk to somebody is when you press the button to talk.
Yes, it's left alt on your keyboard.
Push the talk,
Mike. I just push it, and my mic turns on. I can talk, and... turn off so I don't. There's no background.
Is there
sound.
An indicator on your screen that says
yes.
your mic is live?
When you start talking, yes.
Okay.
Yes, there is.
Had you done any chatting with your chums throughout the game?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We were going back and forth. Yeah.
So
yeah.
there's a chance that the button could have been stuck or something like that.
Yes,
could
but
you,
it's just weird because it's never
previous
happened
viewing.
Before.
Yeah. Wonder why the button was stuck, Mike.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
All
I
right,
don't either.
So thank you, Pony.
Mike, you have the questions, because I don't want to interfere with the cross-examination.
So the microphone is open, you're playing the game, and then you are interrupted. Tell me about that. What happened with that?
All of a sudden, I am in the basement. Parents usually hang around the main floor.
Is it a finished basement?
It is, half finished.
That's probably the case in most homes.
Yes. Yes.
Parents usually hang around on the main floor.
Sure. Well, you know,
the
they don't like to climb steps or descend them.
Well, that's where the kitchen is and the living room.
Yeah. So you're in the den.
And where the bank is, where the safe is when they bring all the money in to provide everybody with
Oh, you mean behind the picture of the flowers that they move to the side on hinges and there's a safe set in the wall?
Thank you, Sugar High. Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, yeah. So, Mac, they're on the main floor. You're in the basement, and they are. Your mother is, much like King of Comedy, your mother is yelling down to you?
No, she comes down.
Oh, she came downstairs. Now, is this your sanctuary normally, or is the basement your turf? Is that kind of the way it's
understood? Technically, no, but it pretty much has turned into it.
Do you live? Do you sleep in the basement or in the?
I do. I sleep in the basement. It's a separate room off.
He's
the
squatting.
Den.
Wow. Is there a bathroom down there?
There is a bathroom down there.
Full bath.
Do you have your own entrance and exit?
Full bath.
So,
Yes.
Okay. So that's cool. I mean, I remember when I was at 5402 Cromwell Drive in Bethesda and I was living in the group house, I got the basement, and you would think, oh, that's not the cherry gig. No, I got the basement, which meant I had my own separate
perfect
entrance, and exit. So it was wonderful.
Rob
so
Ford was at his happiest when he lived in the basement. Do you remember that?
And the fact is, it's your room, right? The basement is your bedroom, basically.
Somewhat. It's turned into it, but technically, I mean, there's still some struggle back and forth between my parents. She still wants to come down, but she just never comes down. She just wants to make an excuse for me.
Is there a common area in the basement and then your bedroom
Correct.
With a separate door?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a common area down there, a rec room.
I love this.
Is there another bedroom that you used to have, say, upstairs?
Yes.
And do you still maintain it?
No.
Okay, it's abandoned, Mike. That's
six
part
years
of the
ago.
Part of the
they're
struggle.
Using it for storage for when he yes. eventually, hopefully, leaves.
Body storage.
So you're in the basement, and mom comes down while you're gaming. What I would think, really, just from an outsider's point of view, big mistake.
Yeah, is she wearing an apron?
No.
Okay.
Stop it. Yeah. You know what? You're can't
not helping
help yourself.
Here. You're not helping.
No, because he wants so bad to pick on Mac.
Yeah,
he
don't pick on him.
No, I love Mac more than anybody.
Yeah, I'm sure
We've
you
We've given right, him so, asylum.
So mom comes down to, and why is she coming down? Why was
Dad,
she?
I don't want to talk about of why.
Okay. Oh. But it was a subject.
It was sudden. She didn't like that. Well, I'll give a general that she didn't
That's
like
fine.
That
That's
I was
good.
Playing
Thank
games.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. Okay. She what?
She didn't like the fact that I was playing games.
Which is a general, and that's fine. And
yes,
that's the
general,
gist of it.
General.
That's
it.
It's part of the struggle.
And so she comes down to kind of give you crap about it, right?
Yeah.
All right.
And okay.
Am I fair in saying this is an altercation that has taken place before?
Somewhat, yeah. I mean, there's different things we struggle and fight about
like
certain
all
subjects.
Kids and,
yeah.
and parents.
Yes. Yes.
This would be known as an ongoing struggle. One right. that has Generally, no beginning and no end.
I'm sure she doesn't like the fact that you play so often, right?
Yes, and there's also the fact that there's a kind of an illusion of I'm downstairs, which I always am. She always assumes I am playing games because I'm
right.
downstairs. She's never down
and
there.
She assumes that because, let's just say, you are?
I have a history, yes.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I am played much less than I used to, but I have a very bad history.
Yes, Oscar Santana,
and
go ahead.
For those of you, and this is completely an impartial fact, based in fact, anecdote, for those of you that are new to the show, Mac once spent a year playing this video game, not this mm-hmm. one, but on PC, and he also once spent a semester not going to class, but hanging out in a Whole Foods parking lot watching YouTube videos of people playing video games.
This is anecdotal evidence,
yes,
though. I mean,
yes,
this doesn't necessarily affect
right.
yes, the
yes.
present.
There's a bit of a history here. So mom's upset. She comes down, and the mic's open. And Oscar, I'd like your input right now. He gave it pretty good. He was kind of loud about this.
Mike,
you heard
I come from a passionate people, the Latin right. people, right? And we know how to really get involved in an altercation, whether
sure.
it be domestic or
you know
international.
Conflict.
Yes.
Right.
And as we were playing, and one of the most beautiful things about playing on a PC console, I felt like you were just playing with adults. And
right.
Mac was probably the youngest guy we had engaged with at that time. And I said, okay, well, we work together. We'll hang out on, and he seems like he's a good player, and like he's teaching us about the game. It's fun. It's a way to interact outside of the studio.
Sure.
And out of the blue, after just weeks of Mac just being snarky and a dick, we see a different side of him. And this is a side that I never thought I'd see Mac, especially in his light. Yes.
Let me ask this. Are you married to Oscar Rotzi today, or can we take a break here and just
we can
wrap
take a
this
break.
Up?
When we can take a break. I'm not married to it.
And,
yes.
And we will in lieu of Oscar Rotzi, can we talk to...
Please. I think that we
up?
Need to have some closure here because there's some tension, palpable
yes.
tension in
yes.
the studio about this.
And this really requires some resolution.
And are we okay so far, Mac? Are we handling
yes,
this
we're
the way
okay.
you... Okay, very good. That's the most important thing. Rule number one. Bye-bye.
High praise from that boy.
We're going to take a break. Come back and wrap this whole up, the Mac saga right here. Mac, smile. Come on. It's fun. Just
it.
Having a little lighthearted fun here, okay?
Yes.
Fought with your mom. Jesus Christ. Not the end of the world.
Struggle.
We'll take a break.
A little higher. It's Tony and Gary.
Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, it is me, Tony Perkins.
And it is me, Gary Von Trapp.
And on this week's episode of the show, we have the Sound of Music trivia game that Gary gives to me, which is unfair because he knows I hate the movie and haven't seen it since I was 10.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
Also, a fascinating story about celebrity Anthony Anderson and his close relationship with his mother. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes and leave a 5-star review. And download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We want to remind you about our bonus packages. Absolutely subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. Got an interesting one this week. You get full access to all of our 2017 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings. Why do we keep mentioning this? Because we know there are plenty, 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 plenty more of you out there that could help us out by subscribing to the Mike O'Mara Show bonus package. It's all waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. When you subscribe, you get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. So whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get her done. Only pennies a day, you can be a part of the big fun, the TMOS bonus package. Order it right now. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. By the way, how are we doing today? We got some new equipment we popped in here. How are we, Mike, are we okay? Are we good?
Oh,
are we bad?
We are great.
Loving it.
All right. All right.
How are you doing?
All right, I'm a little frantic, you know. Got to get on a plane.
Oh, you got to get on a plane.
And you got no pants.
No pants on. Got to get pants on the ground.
A lot to do, a lot to do.
Yeah, Mac is in the studio, pants on the ground. All right, Mac, you really, as we went to break, it looked like you're at your own funeral. But then again, you're not an exuberant guy to start with. But are we handling this with the proper amount of discretion?
Yes. What's crazy is that we actually took this to And this is crazy to go to two breaks.
Want to start overtime. That again?
Which is an overdrive.
You were really overtime. Thinking more about playing your sound.
Choking on the ice cream.
Yes. Once again, just a dead weight over here. So just doing the best I can.
Why don't you load up? Why don't you have a little?
Yeah, I know. It's like a crack addict without taking a hit.
No, thank you, Mike.
I'm sure. Like, you're not going to demolish these as soon as we walk out.
All right. No, like, you're not going to be an asshole for the rest of your life.
I'll be alive.
That's a little.
And you know what? And everyone will be so pleased you're alive.
Stop it. Let's get back to Mac.
All right. Thank you note to the coroner.
You've had fights with mom. You're down in the basement. Mom comes down. I don't care what the details of the fight were, but the gist of it was, you're playing those video games.
But Mike,
how about yes?
You would think that a banshee attacked him. The way this man reacted, this grown 25-year-old man reacted to his mom.
I know you're not a mimic. I know you're not. But can you give us just a sense of what it might have sounded like off mic when you heard this?
Mom! 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 I'm not doing that. I've been doing it. Mom! Mom! Why are you doing this to me?
Mac, all right, now I have to ask you. I know you flipped Oscar,
hey, Oscar.
Off.
Victory.
Thank you.
How accurate was that portrayal?
Somewhat. I mean, I was yelling at the top of my lungs just because of how sudden it was and no lead up of yelling to me.
And what? How sudden it was and what?
There was no lead up of her coming down and yelling. It was just straight out of the gate yelling, so I reacted in a similar fashion.
Since you're in the common room, I know that this is your, let's use a video game word, this is your lair. Okay. She entered your lair. Should she have knocked? Do you feel? Because you were in a common area.
Let me jump in here. I think you got headphones on, right? You're playing the game
with
headphones.
Yeah, true.
So you can't hear her when she's upstairs. So I don't. This is what I think.
But she could
tell
hear
me,
and that was the problem.
Well, hold on a second. The thing about it, Mac, if she's upstairs, say in the kitchen, and she's yelling down to you, Mac, I need you, Mac, and she's not hearing. You're not hearing her. And is there a chance that she thought she was being categorically ignored?
She was not yelling down because 9 times out of 10, I will hear her yelling down. Probably more than that.
And you'll take your headphones off and acknowledge her?
Yes.
But what about that 10th time?
Occasionally, it's just I have my music blasting or something.
Did she indicate to you that she had been trying to get your attention?
No, she did not. I mean, I asked her afterwards. No lead up. She did not call me. She did not text me.
I missed that.
Mm. Yeah.
So... All right. Yeah. So the thing about it is she is down now in your face and you're getting in her face, right?
Yeah.
And you have no idea the microphone is open. How did that make you feel when you realized that all of your playmates had heard this massive rave?
I had no idea. Did not
and how
know.
Did you feel about it? How did you feel?
I had no idea it happened.
Because all
oh, you didn't even know until so Oscar
I did,
like because you quit right. You stopped playing the game.
He said, "Guys, I gotta go."
I came back acting like nothing happened for about five more minutes. Then I left. I did
okay,
not know.
So
they
why
heard
did
thing.
You? Why? So you only lasted five more minutes. Why did you break it off? Did you realize you had to go take care of things on the
she
home front?
She texted me.
Oh, she texted you?
Yeah, then she texted me, and then I read the text. Like, okay, I gotta go.
Did she like storm back upstairs at the height of it? And cooler heads prevailed. And
yeah,
she texted
so I just want to disobey her and just keep playing just because
you're
going to
show her.
That's right. Because that's a victory.
So I don't need the gist of the text. I don't need the details of the text. But the text, suffice it to say, was something that obviously moved you
struck
to
a chord.
Stop gaming.
Yes.
Right?
And then I stopped.
To what, Oscar?
Struck a chord.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said chopped cord. I thought Oscar was using it. I'm always like super, but Rob, I'm always super sensitive to Oscar like using jargon.
Oh, I know.
Like, you know to chop
well,
cord.
What is it? Like, or rage quit is what they call it in the PC gaming
world. A rage quit.
Thanks
I like
that.
Yes.
Thanks for giving me rage quit.
Rage quit will never result in victory.
Victory. That's what I wanted. Rage quit. That's it.
We have the name of the show, which is nice too.
He walked right off the golf course. He didn't have drinks with his friends. What? Well, it was a rage quit.
technically, that's exactly what it is when you just leave the game.
Yep.
But the reasons you did were because you wanted to take care of things on the home front. How did it resolve itself?
We just calmed down naturally. We talked for about another hour.
Aww.
Oh, so it was heavy. It was a heavy-duty thing. That's why you didn't want to go into like detail, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's stuff...
We understand. We understand that.
Sure.
That's fine. I don't need that. I mean, it was funny. Do you get the funny of this? You get the funny that it's a grown man talking and screaming at his mom and his baby. Stop
mom,
it, Rob.
Mom, where's the meatloaf?
Mom, do you have the De Niro clip?
I don't know what she's
do you have
doing
the
back.
De Niro
I think
clip?
I do, yeah.
Please try to find the De Niro clip. We're going to play you. There is a movie. Have you ever? You probably haven't because you're too young.
No.
Have you seen the movie The King of Comedy with Jerry Lewis?
No.
And Robert De Niro?
No. No.
All right, here's the way. This is that we, for decades, have been playing clips from this movie. This is an old movie. And Robert De Niro plays Rupert Pupkin, who lives in the basement, hangs out in the basement. He doesn't play video games. What he does is he has a fake TV talk show, and he has delusions of being a talk show host. And his mom is upstairs, and she's always pestering him for this.
I've heard
and she is trying to his mother yells down to him, and we don't have it. So,
and she yells,
anyway,
and he yells back.
He yells at his mom.
That's what it is. So anyway, so what happened?
I went to bed. After we had the conversation, it kind of died down slowly, and I went to bed thinking that was resolved, not knowing Oscar or anyone else knew a thing.
So you went to bed without knowing that it went out over the video gaming environment. Okay.
And then I wake up tomorrow, I start watching this show on the Ustream.
Oh, isn't that sweet that he watches when he's not?
That's cool. I like here. That. I like
and
that.
All of a sudden, like in the last break, I hear Oscar mention that he heard that.
That jerk.
And that surprised me because I had no idea. So then we started the tech conversation that he brought up yesterday.
And the comedy find of the year, making his television debut, Rupert Pupkin, the new
Rupert.
King of comedy.
Rupert, are you crazy?
Say
what's
hello,
the matter
Rupert.
With you?
Yeah,
people
Mom.
Are sleeping. Lower it. What's the matter with you?
Mom!
That's it. Okay.
That's what that
I
was.
Yes.
I could
That's
not
what
have gone
that was.
Into the weekend
Mike,
without having that.
That's exactly
that.
What we heard
the
online.
Rage.
The rage that was there was De Niro-esque.
Mom!
Yeah! That's it.
That's what it was.
Hold on. I like when he shuts his cassette tape off right here.
What's the matter with you?
He shuts
Mom!
Off.
Take it easy. Lower it.
I'm not going to lower it. I have to do this now.
I don't mind you playing it, but lower it.
Oh, my God. Who hasn't been there?
With Robert De Niro living in his basement. His mom upstairs.
Remember, I lived in my parents' house like on and off till I was 31. So
right.
I have been everywhere this young man has been.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the new king of gaming,
It's Mac Macintosh.
So, but you're not deluded. You play games because you right. like it, but like it occupies a lot of your time. And so is everything cool now? Are you how freaked out were you about this coming up on the show?
I was more just angry at Oscar because I did tell him I don't want to talk about it. Then the very next show, he brings it up.
No, I said... In my defense, I said Mike will probably forget about it. Mike didn't forget about it, and if I
this is what I live for moments like this. Because it's funny and it's cute and it's innocent, and you know what?
No one got hurt.
There's not a person in this room that probably hasn't had a fight with their mother. I mean, everybody does. That's what happens, and you know, and so I'm glad you resolved it. And you know, after this is all over, is everything okay on the home front?
Everything's okay on the home front, but I might strangle him.
Oh, my
God. Wow. That's okay. Now, there's a smile. That's okay.
Yeah.
Flip him off. Say you might say, Oscar will sacrifice himself for that.
Of course.
That's good.
Yeah, but I don't know why we're applauding the fact that one thing that made him smile is the thought of killing Oscar.
Yes.
Because that really wasn't.
Happy. Rob, lower it. Lower it, Rob.
Hey, I'm doing this thing here.
Lower it.
I gotta do it. Mom! I'm doing my thing here.
Entire block heard that.
Oscar, pretty. Did we cover all of it?
Yeah, I liked the idea that, and this is how Mac was upset on multiple layers. One is that we heard him yelling at his mom, which is embarrassing to everybody, right? But also that Mac is such a snob when he's PC gaming,
right?
That he could not believe that he forgot to alt shift or whatever it is to mute his mic.
Yeah, I can't believe that someone that is so good at video games, and he's told us how good he is, would make such an elementary error.
And then he
error.
Was alluding that we made that up. Like, sure. I just said, hey, I know you're going to fight with your mom. No,
mom!
We heard it. We heard it.
Yeah.
You know, and it just speaks to, you know, the need for more reasonably priced apartments and condos in the D.C. area.
That's right.
Mike, he doesn't like driving at dusk. You think he's going to live alone?
That's true.
In my day, you know, you could get out of the house a lot easier than kids can get out nowadays. That's a fact. That is a known fact. Thank you, the inflation train. But Mac, how did that go? You okay with that?
I'm okay.
All right. Don't be such a tampon next time.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break, and we will come back with Rob's little sounds. That's two.
That's two,
that's
Mike.
Two.
Three's out of here.
Mac, look at me in the eye. You only get 12. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
All right, so Pony's going to what is the name of the festival?
KatsuCon. It's spelled KatsuCon. KatsuCon. KatsuCon is an annual 3-day anime convention, and every time I see the word anime, I want to say anime.
What is some cherished item that you are searching for that you may buy at Kanamatsu?
I'm not sure yet because
it when I see it.
They tend to have. Really? Because this is coming from the guy who has an Elvis bathroom and an Elvis shop.
That's
the same thing.
And guess what? Elvis is always fully clothed and over 18.
Yeah, but he's also dead.
Yeah. Well, I'm into that.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Television debut, Rupert Pupkin, the new king of comedy.
Rupert,
How long since you've seen the film?
Oh, too long. Yeah. Too long. I can watch it. I might try to find it on the plane. I really might try to find it so Wi-Fi.
I've never seen it.
Really?
Oh, I have to see it.
It's fantastic film.
It's spectacular, man. Oscar. It's that good. It would probably, I can't tell you whether it holds up because I haven't seen it in so long, but I think it would probably hold up.
And welcome it will change your opinion of Jerry Lewis, I think.
Check it out.
Brought to you by Amazon. It's Jerry Lewis. I think the best thing he's ever done.
Okay. Clearly,
because
clearly.
It's really the guy. It's the real guy. I believe it was the Beatles who once said, "Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody." Here's a little known fact. In that song, John Lennon was trying to get the fans to shop through the Beatles' Amazon portal and help the band because they weren't doing well.
That's right.
Well, the Beatles have broken up. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. They no longer have an Amazon portal, but we do. So please, please us. The next time you go to Amazon, access it through our Amazon portal. We need your help.
Yes.
Thank you. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best and easiest way for you to support TMOS. We'll get by if we have a little help from our friends.
No!
Go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Remember, we'll get by with a little help from our friends. Thank you very much. Very good. And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault, and we will get Rob's little sounds for everybody to
Little sounds.
Mike, I've got pretty little sounds for you, and sometimes I get so excited when I bring in something for the audio vault, I'll actually play it for Pony before the show because I'm busting at the seams. I believe it was on yesterday's show that we played a little bit of this.
Nobody!
Your classic performance as Captain Hook.
Yes. Thank
you.
And we don't need to go through it again because I think a lot of listeners are familiar with it, and we played it on yesterday's show. We have a wonderful P1. He's a voice actor and a very talented guy. He's done promos for us. His name is Mike Pollock. And I don't know how he turned this so fast.
He's amazing.
He sent this, Mike. This is a parody record that I think you will enjoy. It's called Captain Mike.
He's the greatest broadcaster of all time. Who's the grease man?
Nobody.
Who's Scott Shannon?
Nobody.
Who's Bob White?
Nobody.
Who's the goofiest guy in the world?
Captain Mike. Captain Mike.
Who's the prince of his podcast all over the world?
Captain Mike. Captain Mike.
Fan of Jack Cassidy. Banter and quips. Like saying S-A-D and sometimes replacing his hips. Who busts Spiewak and Santana's balls?
Captain Mike! Captain Mike!
Who is sizable, not despisable? Whose impressions are quite recognizable? Who's the loveliest, luckiest, largest loudmouth we like?
Loudmouth we like! Never happy or mad!
He's still Michael O'Mara's dad!
His show is the best!
Code TMOS.
Mike.
So great.
That was sweet. Thank
Hall
you.
Of fame.
That makes my
great
week right.
Fantastic. No.
Oh my God. That's and now, great. That sizable was my favorite. Sizable. Quite
but
sizable.
Rhymes it. His impressions are quite recognizable.
That was my favorite part.
I like
right
that.
And you know that type. When somebody's doing that, it's embarrassing to get here. So the more the ball busting, the more I like it.
But
so,
you know, it's so
cool.
It's so over the top. Great. You should really be honored. I think it's so awesome.
Honored is the right word.
That
yeah.
people you. Spend that kind of time.
That's fun.
That was for you, Oscar. This is for you. A great story. Matt Damon was on the James Corden show last night, and apparently he and Will Arnett, who we discussed earlier this week, voice of Lego Batman.
Yes.
They're both into online gaming like you guys.
Ooh.
And this is a very funny story he told about online gaming with Will Arnett.
I heard the story before I met Will of what's one of my favorite stories of them playing and all these grown men, you know, and they're connected by headsets.
Yes.
Right? So they're in their own houses, but they're all connected and they're all on like the same kill team to get
right.
Call of Duty, right? And they get in these arguments with like 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Right? And so John told me about this one time where Will obviously has a very distinctive voice and some, you know, kid was mouthing off and they got into an actual argument.
Now, right.
Grown man, little boy, full
yeah.
argument.
Yeah.
And finally, like, Will said, that's it, I've had enough of you. And the kid goes, is this Will Arnett? All you heard is click, 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 click. All the adults, like, hanging up, ripping their headsets off.
How embarrassing to be embarrassed, to be recognized on the game. By
Sounds
your
like
voice.
You boys are in good company.
Well,
that's
he raged
cool.
out and became Batman.
He did.
That's
right?
That's great.
Or at least
Will Arnett. Yeah. I mean, Will Arnett has one of the most distinctive voices in Hollywood, so it'd be tough to hit for him to get on there.
I've heard a couple long-form interviews with him lately. He's a really funny guy. I mean, really, he's a good actor.
He's always been funny. I'd like to, you know, for some strange reason, I'd like to see Will Arnett in a buddy comedy with Mayhem, the actor that plays Mayhem.
Yes! I think that would work.
Yes.
See those two
smart
guys. They're kind of similar, but fun. They play brothers. They play brothers.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Maybe half-brothers.
Step-brothers.
News report coming out of Dulles Airport. This actually comes from, I believe, Channel 2 in Baltimore. This is a trouble with people coming in with Mongolian horse meat, Mike.
Customs agents at Dulles seized more than 40 pounds of horse meat from the luggage of two women. Now, the meat includes 13 pounds of horse genitals. It was found concealed inside juice boxes.
Oh.
Yeah. The women were traveling from Mongolia and claimed the genitals were for medicinal purposes. A couple years ago, rumors swept. Remember that? Eating horse meat, you keep away the
N1. H1N1.
Yeah. Agents incinerated the meat.
Oh.
They put the genitals in juice boxes, Mike. And I would like to just, if I could, boil that story down to this short clip.
Horse genitals. Yeah.
Do it again.
Okay.
Give it to us again.
Horse genitals. Yeah.
It's one guy.
Yeah. Juice boxes. Yeah.
You know, I'm just. Anybody?
Yeah.
Is anybody making the disconnect like I am with horse genitals, juice boxes? I think juice boxes small, horse genitals big, right?
Yeah. You know?
Chopped up.
Juice boxes are like little tiny
squares.
Chopped up. That
juice crate.
Chopped up.
Yeah.
That's how they you smuggle drugs as well.
Druggle smugs. That's right.
In horse genitals.
In juice boxes.
Inside, it's like a s'mores.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I got my Capri Sun all over me.
Yeah, well, you know, since it's horse genitals, you know what the only fitting punishment is?
What?
Hang them.
You know what? I can't top that.
They should be hung.
Hey, they are.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody. Have a good trip, Mike.
I like to do that on my own show. That's great when I get that at the end. That's fantastic. Hey, we want to thank Sean Greenwood from Ben and Jerry's. It's benjerry.com. For everything Ben and Jerry, with all the new stuff, you can find out about everything they are doing in the world as well. Thanks for joining us. Our snail mail address, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And Mac, thank you.
You're welcome, Mike.
My pleasure. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer,
that was great.
Pony Boy Blue. This is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob, there will be a clip from me at the conclusion of the broadcast. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye so long.
Ciao.
Ta-ta.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Close your eyes and imagine it's exactly 6 o'clock. You're standing in the wings and we hear Lou Brown and the orchestra strike up your theme song.
And now, from New York, it's the Jerry Langford Show with Jerry's guests, Richard Pryor, Ben Gazzara, Elizabeth Ashley, Carol Burnett,
and the comedy find of the year, making his television debut, Rupert Pupkin, the new
Rupert.
King of comedy.
Rupert, are you crazy?
Say
what's
hello
the matter with you?
Jerry.
People are sleeping. Lower it. What's the matter with you?
Mom!
Take it easy. Lower it.
I'm not going to lower it. I have to do this now.
I don't mind you playing it, but lower it.